Well, we've all heard stories of newspapers folding, layoffs, shutdowns, but there may now be a way for papers to grow again and for you to get more specialized information, but you might have to pay for it. Joining us live to talk more about this new trend is Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter with U.S. News and World Report. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Can you tell us what we're seeing here, what this new trend is, something called paywalls? What is that all about?
Right, yes. And it's been around for a while, but we're seeing it to a much greater degree now. Paywalls are essentially, instead of the model that a lot of us have gotten used to, where you can click on a story and read it and it's free. Now, of course, a lot of papers, the New York Times is one of the leaders of this trend, are asking that you pay to see their news, as many people once did, to get their paper every day.
And that's great, of course, for the newspaper, but what about for the consumer?
Well, it's sort of a double-edged sword, you might say. On the one hand, you go onto a free site right now, and you can be bombarded with pop-up ads, which can be annoying. But of course, you get your news for free. But on the other hand, it means for readers that they may have to pay, but it means that their newspapers can keep running and can keep providing them with quality news. So it can go both ways. But what we're learning is that there is starting to be hints of a cultural shift. People are willing to start paying for their news if they perceive that it is valuable enough to them.
And so the news has become even more specialized by geography, by subject. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes. And what we're doing is we're seeing this a lot in more regional and local papers. For example, Gannett, which owns dozens of regional and local papers nationwide, has announced that they are going to put those papers, I believe there's around 80 of them, behind paywalls by the end of the year. But that means if you live in Des Moines, for example, and you really want local coverage, that the Des Moines Register, perhaps, just for example, might start really targeting its coverage to just news, targeting its coverage to focus on news in the Des Moines area. Mm-hmm. The Boston Globe has done a similar thing. They closed a lot of their foreign bureaus a few years ago. They are now sticking to more Boston-centered news, and they're seeing some success because of it.
And do we know what the pricing is at this point for various papers?
It can really depend. But one thing we're seeing with the New York Times, it's relatively cheap. And part of it is this. Printing a paper can be very expensive, whereas providing that news online can be much cheaper. Mm-hmm. So some papers may put up a paywall online, but may also, for example, cut their newspaper distribution to 2 times a week, 3 times a week instead of daily. Which means that they might be able to keep those costs for those paywalls down to a very minimal level.
An interesting trend. Thanks so much for joining us to talk about it, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report.